Focus on Healthcare Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we look at accountable care organizations and the Medicare Shared Savings Program. Accountable care organizations, or ACOs, are an emerging healthcare delivery model comprised of groups of providers that join together to coordinate and improve quality and efficiency of healthcare by fostering greater accountability in the delivery of healthcare. The concept of ACOs arose out of a desire to address the wide variations in the cost and quality of care across the United States. While there are a few successful examples of ACOs, such as Mayo Clinic, Intermountain Healthcare, and the Geisinger Clinic, ACOs are currently the exception, not the norm. Enactment of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010 and demands by the private sector to control healthcare costs, however, are likely to increase pressure on the healthcare community to organize into ACOs. As outlined in the Act, the goal of the Medicare Shared Savings Program is to establish a shared savings program that promotes accountability for a patient population and coordinates items and services under Parts A and B and encourages investment in infrastructure and redesigned care processes for high quality and efficient services. Details are found in Section 3022 of the Act, the Medicare Shared Savings Program. As currently envisioned by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, services provided by ACO providers to Medicare fee-for-service beneficiaries would still be billed under fee-for-service, but the care would be provided in a more coordinated manner for the shared Medicare patients. As determined by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, ACOs would receive a percentage of savings that result from better care coordination, provided quality performance standards are met. That would include process and outcomes measures, patient and caregiver experience of care, and utilization, such as rates of hospital admissions for ambulatory sensitive conditions, with specifics still to be determined. The amount of savings will be determined based on the estimated per capita Medicare expenditures under the ACO for Medicare fee-for-service beneficiaries for Parts A and B services, adjusted for beneficiary characteristics compared to the estimated cost if the services were not provided by the ACO. The amount of shared savings available to ACOs is subject to a total amount limitation to be determined by the Secretary. Furthermore, continuous quality improvement will be pursued through the establishment of higher standards, new measures, or both to be determined by the Secretary. Certain reporting requirements will be required to evaluate the quality of care provided by the ACO that also may incorporate PQRI reporting requirements and incentive payments, as well as requirements and incentives for the meaningful use of electronic health records and electronic prescribing. These are also to be determined by the Secretary. The health system reform legislation defines eligibility standards for ACOs and envisions the following groups of providers that have established a mechanism for shared governance. This includes group practice arrangements, networks of individual practices of ACO professionals, partnerships or joint ventures between ACO physicians and hospitals, hospitals employing ACO professionals, and others to be determined. ACOs further must be accountable for quality, cost, and overall care of Medicare fee-for-service beneficiaries. The fundamental requirements for eligible ACOs include a formal legal structure that would allow the organization to receive and distribute payments for shared savings to participating providers of services and supplies, clinical and administrative leadership, processes to promote evidence-based medicine and patient engagement, report on quality and cost measures, and coordinate care, such as through the use of telehealth, remote patient monitoring, and other such enabling technologies, and demonstration of patient-centeredness criteria, such as use of patient and caregiver assessments or the use of individual care plans with specific criteria to be determined. In addition, eligible ACOs must agree to participate for a minimum of 3 years, include a sufficient number of primary care physicians, cover at least 5,000 Medicare fee-for-service beneficiaries, and provide information on the ACO professionals participating in the ACO. The development of ACOs is likely to create expectations from other payers seeking to improve quality while containing cost. ACOs also may accept other forms of payment, such as bundled payments, capitation, and so forth. The NCMS believes that it is imperative for physicians across specialties to work together and to be actively engaged in the formation and leadership of these arrangements. Medical Society President Dr. Douglas Sheets has called for an ACO summit of representatives of all specialties. The summit has been tentatively set for Saturday, August 7, 2010, at the Medical Society office in Raleigh. In addition, the Medical Society has appointed an ACO work group to develop guidelines for NCMS members on ACOs and is working with law firms and other consultants to develop information that will assist physicians in forming successful ACOs. More information and updates on accountable care organizations can be found on the North Carolina Medical Society website at www.ncmedsoc.org. That's www.ncmedsoc.org. Focus on Healthcare Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine.